From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During his State of the Union speech, U.S. President Donald Trump told lawmakers that this is our new American moment.
Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including... including 200,000 new jobs in manufacturing alone. Tremendous numbers.
And he said his administration's policies are helping the economy.
Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including...
He's talking up the unemployment rate and says that the stock market has smashed one record after another, gaining $8 trillion in value. Mr. Trump is also promising that millions of Americans will be taking home more pay starting next month, thanks to the massive tax cuts he signed into law at the end of 2017. Russia's foreign spy chief, who was under U.S. sanctions, met last week outside Washington with U.S. intelligence officials. Sergei Naryshkin, head of the Russian service, also known by as SVR, held talks with the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and other U.S. intelligence officials. The sources did not reveal the topics discussed. The Russian embassy disclosed Naryshkin's visit in a tweet. An outcry on Capitol Hill over the Trump administration's delay in implementing Russian sanctions just hours before President Trump's first State of the Union address to lawmakers. Last year, Congress overwhelmingly approved mandatory penalties against those who do business with Russia's defense and intelligence sectors. The Trump administration says the law already has had a chilling effect even before sanctions take effect. This is VOA News. Residents protest as their daily water ration will be reduced to 50 liters starting February 1st in an effort to conserve this water supply. 3 years with very little rain mean reservoirs around Cape Town are about to run dry. Mariama Diallo reports.
Okay. Should no way be interpreted
Vladimir Putin. Despite the assault,
residents are urging to take precautions. The so-called day zero has now been moved up till April 12th. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission said that a Hawaii employee who issued a false missile warning mistook a test drill for an actual attack. The FCC says it's a false missile warning, and it's blaming the error in a part on a miscommunication and lack of supervision of the test drill by the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Hawaii's governor has said that the employee pressed the wrong button by mistake, and Hawaii officials did not immediately respond to any requests for comment. Opposition leader Raila Odinga, greeted by thousands of supporters at Nairobi's Uhuru Park Tuesday afternoon, after swearing an oath of office as the people's president. Odinga called it a historic day for the people of Kenya. Kenya's attorney general said that the Odinga declaring himself president would be considered an act of high treason, an offense punishable by death. After Odinga's swearing-in Tuesday afternoon, he promptly changed his Twitter handle to President of the Republic of Kenya. Afghanistan is asking the U.S. government to stop deporting Afghan nationals, saying that it has no agreement with the United States. The U.N. High Commission for Refugees says more immigrants and refugees hail from Afghanistan than any other country except Syria. About 2.7 million Afghan immigrants and refugees are under the UNCHR protection worldwide, most of them fleeing from violence and insecurity. Pope Francis is sending the Vatican's most respected sex crimes expert to Chile to investigate a bishop accused by victims of covering up the country's most notorious pedophile priest. The Pope has decided to send Archbishop Charles to Chile to listen to all of those who want to give testimony concerning the case of Bishop Juan Barros. The archbishop is one of the biggest experts in the church on child sex abuse. The Barros controversy dominated Francis' recent trip to Chile. Some say it exposed Francis' blind spot as far as clerical sex abuse is actually concerned. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.